The following is intended for mature audiences only. Discretion is advised.
Welcome back, you jive turkeys and cool cats. Welcome back to another episode of the Motherfucking Fat Single.
Y'all cool sons of bitches.
We got Tim, we got Josh, you know, we got Roth, you know, wherever the fuck he is. Josh, lay that solid ass beat for me, Jack. Yeah, we looking for them brick houses tonight. Who's that that never shows up for the podcast? Rough. Yeah. Welcome back to another episode.
We took an iconic character befitting of Black History Month, I'd say, and we examined him in three different points.
Cold point.
We attacked the past, the present, and the future, which is also... took the some of the past and brought it to the... Anyway, we took all three different iterations of Shaft.
Lay it on them, Jack. Lay it on them, this Shaft knowledge.
We have upon us a Shaft off.
We're going to take you guys back to the 70s.
And if you got a problem with that, you best answer to this f***ing steal.
You had Earth, Wind & Fire, Fleetwood Mac, Shaft.
Shaft is not just an iconic character because he's one bad motherfucker. He's one bad motherfucker because he is the first bad motherfucker in cinema.
Watch your mouth.
We're talking about Shaft.
I can dig it.
In all honesty, from what I understand, this character was originally written for a white man.
Not the white man up in it. The white, oh no. Remember when, I can't hear, what did he say? You ain't black enough. What that give him? A cup. You ain't white enough.
He said, you not white enough.
Have you had someone say you ain't brown enough? What would we do for you, Tim? Put a roll of bread, some naan? What would we roll up to you? You ain't brown enough. You, Roth, what we do? Tamale? What?
I was about to say chicken tikka, but that's a little too red. Ooh, you looking super fly there, dude.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. You looking good yourself over there.
You driving with it. You driving with it.
Them threads is looking slick. Them threads is looking slick, player.
You look mighty fine, y'all. I gotta say, I am... this cat is fairly impressed.
And Roth, let me tell you, right on, brother. Right on, brother.
I feel you, my friend. I feel you completely.
For y'all don't know, Shaft is an extreme roller coaster of...
it's a real roller coaster of vibes.
In one movie, you're going to want to bust a cap. In another movie, you kind of see what Whitey did. It's like, it's kind of cold.
You see it from two sides.
Two sides of the quarter, and both quarters have a motherfucker. Fist.
That's just a two-sided nickel.
Hold on, Jack.
Hold on, you jive turkey. I'm sitting there.
No, I'm just saying this some bitch right here devalued your quarter to a nickel.
Whoa.
I wasn't talking about his saying.
I'm just
good.
Saying you're...
do I need to speak up your language too, or what?
We're talking coins. He said quarter. You said nickel. Sounds like he's up here. You're going down here.
Hey, brother. You get with it, dude. He confused you, brother, as an Asian man, a Chinese man.
He keeps on doing that.
He is Asian, though.
No, but we know what kind of Asian we're talking about, though.
Walk City, Golden Dragon in New York Bronx, baby.
And not Red Dot.
Not Red Dot. He's not talking about my brown brother.
I'm not really Red Dot like that either, but...
was Shaft the first blaxploitation movie?
You had a lot before, but he was one of the first major iconic characters to take what was originally written for a white character. And, like, it's the first time you see a black character... it's one of the first times you see a black character in that confident role on film, because they otherwise before that were like meek side character for the most part.
Because this is like that like badass like Bollywood level like ridiculous.
Oh yeah,
I'd love to see a brown brother playing one of us soul brothers in Brooklyn, but Bolly Brooklyn.
I'm sure there's got to be one. There has to be.
I know there's some Bollywood movies that are like recently like set in the 70s. I'll have to see if anything like is up to Sally.
And like I said, guys, it's my duty to please your podcast booty.
You know that's right.
Man, we're here.
Speak it's our on. Duty. Speak it's on. Our
duty to please that podcast
that's
booty.
Right.
Dude, he said that to his son, right?
Yeah.
And he showed duty, son, to please that booty.
That booty. And he's just like, what?
No, we'll get to that. There's a lot for that one. The first one, guys.
First one's a classic.
It's one of the best ones still because there's no comedy in it. That one just hits you with some of the most funniest racist shit you'll ever see in your goddamn life.
And him just being an asshole just because. One of my favorite parts is like when they're meeting at the diner, Captain meets up with them. He's like, what do you got, Shaft? And he's just like, I got laid. That's what I got.
That's a,
oh, he just gets up and leaves.
The best part is when he's in the cafe and he's like, I'm looking for a named Shaft.
You said it wasn't funny, but I feel like some parts were
like purposely try to be funny.
Like, yeah, no, the setup before that, where he's just like, where are you going, Shaft? And he's just like, gonna go get laid. Where are you going?
Yeah, dude. And
like then laugh was so
the dude's laugh was so extra.
That shit was funny when he's the white chick, dude.
You're great in bed, but you know, you're outside of that, you're kind of shitty, you know that?
They based that shit off Bumpy Johnson. They had to from Chicago.
Yeah, it says he was based on Ellsworth Bumpy Johnson.
I knew it. Didn't even have to look it up.
When you do this in that suit?
You think there were people in the 70s who like went into the theaters and were just like, I have no idea what they're saying?
No.
Like white people?
White people? Probably a little bit, but not really.
If you take a youngster today and put him in a 70s movie theater and have him watch one 70s blaxploitation movie, that little won't understand shit.
Oddly enough, I had a better time understanding what they were saying than I thought I was going
to
have.
Now, my pops introduced me to that years ago, like a bunch of different movies.
But Shaft 71 is
racist, violent, and somewhat comical.
Film-wise, there's some cool cinematic shots. Like, remember, you know that part where he's going around town looking for that one guy, and they just have, like, a montage of him asking people. He finally comes up to that one guy who's just like, this cat, you know, talk to this other cat, right?
Like, I feel like those were ideas they took from other shows and movies that are already existing. And those shots, a lot of those iconic shots were shots that have already been filmed.
That's true.
Let's give a shout-out to the director, Gordon Parks.
Yes.
Let's give a shout out to Richard Roundtree, who played Shaft. Private Eye from New York, a black private eye in the 70s.
Passed it perfectly.
A black growing up being a private eye in the 70s at that time. Come on. It made want to be one.
That's around the time, though, that the movie genre kind of changed, though. It went from being the violent person to being the one in charge and being the one in command.
He did whatever he wanted, bro. That was like the coolest thing.
That
about
was the main
him.
Part just of it. Like, he just walks. Yeah. He really walks by his own rule.
How many, after watching Shaft 1971, put their guns in the goddamn freezer?
I mean, it's such a movie thing to do, but it is very unexpected. That is like one of the last motherfucking places you would think.
And in this movie, so old, the house phone, when like,
oh yeah, the rotary phone.
The rotary phone. Did you ever use one, Boo? You used one, right?
Hell yeah, I used one.
My grandma didn't know numbers. When you know, back in the day, she never learned that shit, right? Until she for her citizenship. But she didn't know numbers, so she couldn't use a dial pad. So she insisted on using the rotary phone because she had memorized all the where the places of the numbers were.
That's hilarious, bro.
They would give her the numbers and she would change them to how many circles, of course, you know.
Two circle, three circle, four circle, five circle.
Never realized why. And then she was for her citizenship like at 77.
Emergency was a bitch for her calling one of you, bro.
No, she's on like, it. Oh, she knows. She would know who to call and which numbers she had to do.
She'd done the drills already, dude. She'd like, okay, this
what
one.
What would an old person do one? Back in the day?
Fucking breaking died. Their fingers. Yeah, or trying to.
You have a stroke in 71 trying to call the help, you're done. You know what I mean? Especially, you're done. Especially, too, when you got to wait for the motherfucking clack back so you can do the next number.
Oh, my God.
You're done.
Your phone's
we would try to rush it. We would try to rush that shit, but if you rush it too much, you break it. So
We would rush it only to the point of breaking.
All right, guys. Now we fast forward 20 years. We fast forward 30
Wait, just
years.
Just little conclusion off of that.
This movie had a lot of style, dude. 71. Like it, like not just shots, music on point.
You don't understand. I was making with Isaac Hayes. Shout out to Isaac Hayes. Rest in peace. I'm going to f*** about Scientology, but shout out to him. Chef, all that. He was the shit. I was Chef. Even making up our own songs. Like, dude, like one of them was like, who's the cat that's all about, you know, needs Tim and Josh for help all the time. Ruff. Right on. You know, I was coming up with my own shit, player.
The both you turkeys?
There's more. Like, it's like, who's the man who's always asking Josh and Tim for help on the cast?
Ruff.
Right on.
I don't get it. No, it's not funny. Your humor goes past me, man. It's stupid.
He's a complicated man. But no one understands him but his woman.
Ruff.
Ruff. I can dig it.
That's all you want to you bunch of idiots.
He's like, I don't get it.
No. No. Like I said, well, I stand by my original statement. Eat a dick.
Okay.
Fat roly-poly. Come on. Let's move on.
Hey, dude. I notice my tits jiggle when I walk. But I'm okay with it. I'm 40. Yeah. I notice that no shirts button up anymore. I notice I got to get my belts online. I can't find them at a normal department store. It's okay, though.
Sometimes my filling pops out, but it's okay. Some donuts aren't all that perfect when they
come
up.
Dude, at least put a shirt on, Tim.
That's not his hair. It is a shirt.
No, you're kidding me, man. That's his fucking hair.
To the 2000s one. 2000s one was kind of cold because you see Patrick Bateman.
Directed by John Singleton.
By the way, he's dead, ain't he?
Watch,
he ain't dead, and I didn't put the curse and the juju on that.
Yeah, he died in 2019.
Oh, thank God. Lucky. I didn't put the juju Lucky. On him. That ain't dead. All right, now.
He died the year of the last one that came out. Damn.
Yep, he Damn. Died right after it.
Oh, God.
That's probably why he died. What did I just film? I can't believe I put that out there.
No, that wasn't him. It's more like, what did I just watch?
Christian Bale.
I did not know that was Jeffrey Wright as People's Hernandez.
Young Jeffrey Wright.
Young as Jeffrey Wright. Did Puerto Rican hilariously.
You killed my brother and start stabbing himself.
Dude, like I'd seen that scene before like a few times, right? But I never knew it was him.
Holy Here's shit, I'm one. Tripping out right now. Oh my God. Yeah. What?
Exactly.
That's crazy.
Yeah, bro. You didn't even know. And then you got Mekhi Phifer, that not even speaking role. And they're just to get cracked.
Yeah. And then you have like young Toni Collette in there.
Well, then we came out. How many years ago?
She did like a show, like a couple big shows. She's in a bunch of movies now.
She did the big six, well, Sixth Sense was the year before, so
she was in Sixth Sense.
Let me just say, Christian Bale was great. Christian Bale was great. He was like, my name is Your Peoples. He's like, why? Because you take care of your peoples. Like, that couldn't stop being racist.
Christian Bale could play an asshole just on another
Well, he's
level.
An asshole in real life, from what I understand.
I mean, He's been an asshole. I don't know about recently though. I haven't heard anything. He doesn't like, you know what I mean? He's probably gone through his younger years of assholishness. I think he hit his cap with the Terminator set.
Look at me.
American Psycho came out the same year as this.
Oh, so he was just in that mode. On it then.
Yeah, American Psycho came out. So either American Psycho came out after, or he was still in his Patrick Bateman vibes and rolled with it.
Can we look that up, what came out first?
That's a good question.
Josh, you look gravy in your outfit, man. I love your afro.
Everybody looks great today.
Suck a dick, you jive turkey. Groff, you look
you
great.
You suck a dick.
Too.
I'm just
Peace,
trying to.
Peace, love, and soul. Peace, love, and soul. Ralph.
Man,
Peace, love,
I'm
and soul.
American Psycho came out April 14, 2000, and Shaft came out June 16, 2000.
So he was still in the Bateman years.
He
changed,
dude, he was probably filming those back to back, even
back to back, even. Yep. So he was in both vibes.
So I
he brought
roles.
The Bateman. Yeah, he brought Bateman to Shaft because there were things. He was like The Chronic and All right, bro. Like, that was Bateman shit right there.
That was super Bateman yuppie shit right there.
Shout out to Chris Bell. You're one of my favorite actors. No lie. American Psycho's what put me on for you, to be really honest. Batman, when they said you were him, I already knew you as American Psycho. So I'm like, my Patrick Bateman that was killing prostitutes is saving them now. Let's go.
Should I remember him? He came out in a musical for Disney back in the day called the Newsies. He was like the main character singing and dancing and shit. But from singing and dancing for Disney to Batman.
Cutting bitches up, bro.
Didn't he play like a Nazi like youth kid in some other movie? And
that Josh looked like he just got through having sex.
I tried to fluff out my afro.
You know that's right.
You're like,
shit,
oh,
like
dude.
This. That shit like this, bro.
Trying to stretch it out a little bit.
He got the sex hair. He got that shit pulled on.
All right, now we're gonna fast forward another 20 years.
Well, hold on. We barely went through Shaft 2000. I want to make the note that this movie had a lot more grit. Like, this movie was much more like crime drama centered.
This hardcore then, serious.
Yeah, it was much more serious.
Hey, what year did Pulp Fiction come out? 96 or some shit?
94.
He carried that motherfucker into this one.
Yep.
Like, real nice.
He took this and brought Nick Fury.
He must love turtlenecks, dude, because, like, he really rocked that shit throughout the whole...
Because Nick Fury doesn't have a turtleneck, right? It's a fucking t-shirt?
He wears turtlenecks from time to time, I think, Nick Fury.
That brought that Shaft swagger to him. Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
He takes that swagger to every movie he's in.
Pretty much after that, like if there's room for some of that Shaft swagger, he'll
bring it into it. The mom
blame him.
Shoots at the end of it all. Fast forward to the part.
Oh,
two.
Yeah, at the court when he shoots bail. When she shoots bail. Right.
Yeah. All this movie was pointless to the cause she popped at the end. I could use a Pop Tart.
It did make it pointless, but also like,
what's your go-to Pop Tart?
Strawberry.
Mine is always either chocolate.
Mine is the brown cinnamon sugar.
Do you toast it?
Hell yeah, I fucking nuked that bitch in the air fryer.
I was gonna say where my crave
in the air fryer.
I air fry them.
Damn,
them is fire. Y'all missing out. That shit tastes like it's from Italy.
They made Oreo ones.
Oh, like cookies and cream.
Oreo one? Oh, yeah. Man, I got to try that in the fryer.
Dude, you're like, I feel like you'd be one of those people, boo. You're like, yeah, I put some simple syrup, some powdered sugar.
I feel that. It's the same thing you do to ramen packets. You don't just make the ramen with the powder. You add a bunch of shit in there.
What are you talking about?
No, what was the popular dessert in the 70s, Josh?
In the 70s? I don't know.
Jell-O.
Tiramisu? Jell-O?
Most popular dessert in the 70s.
Yeah, you have to think of when gelatin was created.
Souffle, Black Forest cake.
I don't like how he said Black Forest cake.
Frosty watermelon ice cream.
I don't even like how he said watermelon. He emphasized on the watermelon too much.
Baked Alaska.
Watermelon.
Oh, so all that shit that can possibly burn your house down. Had mini torches and shit. Mothers was burning down houses back in the day.
That's what it seems like.
They were just going crazy with the torch. Little did they know, them shits were going to be used for dabs 30 years later.
So now we're fast forwarding to another 20 years to Shaft 2000.
2019.
Let me ask you a question, Tim. Out of Shaft 1971 and 2000, which one are you dealing with?
What do you mean, which one am I dealing with? Like between,
which one's your favorite?
Between those two?
Yep.
This is tough because...
All right, Roth, what is yours?
1971.
Josh?
My favorite of the three?
We're doing a face-off. This is Shaft versus Shaft versus Shaft. So the first round is going to be 71 versus 2000.
2000.
Let's see. If I have to make a choice, 71. That dude's just funny.
I was 2000. So it would be a quarter flip.
2000 has a much more cohesive narrative story.
But you can't beat the original.
Yeah, 71's vibe is all around.
You put the music, the people, the cast.
I do wish 71 didn't end so abruptly, though. That's what I will say.
I think 71
say, well, he's go figure it out, and then he hangs up, and then it's like...
He just hangs up, and then it's the credits. I'm like, oh. I was hoping for a little more.
Roth.
That's right.
Roth, and I was like...
Say my name. That's right.
That's right. Yeah, I wish it did conclude the story better, but... It's tough to beat the OG vibes. That thing set the tone.
That's right, my brother.
All right, so we'll give him the 71 for the vibes then. 71 beats 2000. Now we're going to 2019, which is an action comedy. And that shit was funny as
there were some good comedic jokes. Some things were a little cheesy. Some things were like, oh, okay. Well, it's a little on the nose. But overall,
like,
there were...
Do you like pussy? He's like, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I like pussy. He's like, you whispered that shit. What's it look like?
I'm not going to get into this with you.
And then he was acting hard, talking about, you need to be a man. You need to be this. As soon as that mama was on the phone.
Women like men to be a bit manly. I'm pretty sure there was a bunch of wokies that were definitely just like, ah.
I bet you it triggered a lot of people.
A lot of people. What was it? The brothers watching brothers. Like, they was like, y'all need to change that joke.
That joke, I'm sure, was just like, okay, to some people.
Y'all need to change that shit.
But also just, like, that's the thing, though. The reason why that joke works on a lot of levels is because that's how a lot of those cats from that generation think. That's why it's funny. Like, that's the funny, difference. Dude.
Yeah, like, it's like, what was another
they
thing?
They portrayed it good. They did a good job combining the two.
Daddy Jackson. That's like, who hit you? Oh, some drug dealer named Miguel or something. That boy hit my boy. Like, no, we got to go take care of that. Like, that was like, let me hit my baby. Not
hey,
my
Manny.
Baby.
How you doing, Manny? Just shooting.
Where he goes, you gonna hit my kid? In. He goes, that's your kid? Yeah, that's my kid. All in all, we don't want to kill the one for you. For 2019, there's a lot of good jokes we don't want to kill for you guys.
Yeah, there's some real good setups. Like, the trailer, when I first saw it, I didn't know if I was going to be a big fan of, like, Junior or not, because like the difference between him and Shaft was pretty extreme, but overall I did like the direction they took Junior.
Oh no, Junior's great in it. Junior's great. A Train from the Boys is great.
Yeah,
the movie was funny.
All in all, it was funny. It has this good story. It has
Regina Hall is
Regina Hall
to look at.
Great. Regina Hall's greatest in it. What's your take on
hilarious like? Just she's always funny too. Like it's always the best freakouts.
Did you say what's my take on it?
What's your take on it, Jack?
What's your take on it, brother?
So I'm not take on it, Jive Turkey.
It was super entertaining. All right, but like I feel like it was like Shaft being self aware of Shaft, right? And all the other movies, he just does this shit, right? And this one, he's like trying to have his predecessor become just like him, right? And and that's why it's like, okay, well now it's making it apparent like these are all the things that like makes Shaft, but I mean we all know he's a asshole, so it's kind of like I don't want to be reminded like how much of an asshole he is.
Yeah, like the birthday present gag.
No, when he observes, when he first sees, then he goes, boy.
Oh yeah,
then
like the plaid shirt and everything.
Yeah,
just
he's like, your mom
gay right out the
you
bat.
Up he's like, your mom really you up.
You up.
And what did he say? Which he had a point. He had a point though. He goes, he's like, yo, my your mama shit. He goes, yeah, my mama shit turned into yo shit, turned into my shit. Like
it was yo shit that turned into my mama shit that turned into my shit.
Yeah, no, it's funny.
And then he's like, that's your mama shit too. You think too much.
No, it's good. It's good. It's good. I want you guys to see it. I don't want to kill no jokes on that. I recommend
it. Was
you
really
watch
good. There's like, yeah, I would definitely say, like, I got to go back and watch the other two Shaft films from the 70s era. Because
you should watch all of them. You should watch all
of
them.
Oh, yeah.
Including Shaft in Africa.
Yeah.
That's
Shaft
our
in Africa
ocean.
Is kind of funny.
He just ocean. Stole his Coke.
Right,
it's empty,
on.
So he can have it if he wants.
Who is the man? Did it come and interrupt your podcast for that can?
Ocean.
Right on. Who is the man that beats Tim's ass all the time?
Ocean.
Tim's mom.
What? Oh, my bad.
Tim's mom. 75% of the time. Who is the man that gets triggered when you call him Tim?
Everyone.
Right on.
I mean, who isn't triggered? Anyway, all right. So
I was like, wait, I don't know anyone like who that. Isn't triggered.
He got triggered just like that.
I thought you were going to keep going.
No, I'm done. That was off the top, off the rip.
Off the cuff.
Very talented.
I'm far from very talented. Good. Dude, the only thing I'm talented in is pleasing the booties of my wife and the podcast fans. That's the only duty to do is please that booty.
Dude is right. White mind. What's for our fans do?
Except the one person who complained about your gap tooth. can't seem to please that booty.
Oh, that guy's dude. He's got no booty.
None. He has no butthole.
There's all right, no guys. Butthole. Like I said, so, hit a like, subscribe. We're
hold on. Wait a minute. We
get out of here.
Wait, we didn't. We got to complete the shaft off. So 71 versus it's
completely different movies. The genres are completely different.
They're completely two different movies. Like
so are the other two. What do you mean?
No, but the one and two were trying to be the same movie. This last one was just completely different. Fucking
wait. Which one's funnier? One and three. Well, you know, 2019 or 1971, which one's funnier?
Yeah, which one's funnier?
I would say 2019 because of the jokes. 71 is funny because of nostalgia.
I would say 71 is just, by this point, going off of that tip, I would say 71 is funnier today to watch.
Yeah, today, that's what I'm saying. I think 71 is still funnier in the sense. Everybody copied up
like
of it.
So like it's that's the progenitor true. Of a lot of tropes. So like to see where it came from, it's a different kind of comedy. It's not intentional, but it's comedy nonetheless.
It's called This Is Where It Came From. What the are you serious?
Where 2019 is like deliberately trying to serve you jokes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
But the riffs off of the old scenes from the old movies though still.
Mm-hmm. Like and some of them are pretty great. Some of them are like in the restaurant or whatever, when the square guy, like Regina Hall's date, he's just like, oh, that Shaft? Man, I heard that dude's one bad mother. And she's like,
Shut the fuck up. And we ain't gonna talk about his name. Like his name. Like, really, bro?
Yeah.
Why do all Ron's gotta be corny? Why do we all Ron's gotta be corny?
True.
she said, man, the fuck up, Ron.
Screaming and shit.
Man, the fuck up, Ron.
All right, guys, hit a like, hit a subscribe. Shout out to Big Comedy Network. They love us. We love you. Y'all some solid ass real talk. Josh, Roth, Tim, you guys are some solid ass. You know what
right
I
on.
Mean?
Right on.
Likewise.
Appreciate you guys. Love you guys. And I love my fans. Like I said, it's my duty every week to open it up
please
that
booty.
Tea. Any break right houses on. Fine, sexy motherfuckers out there. We please it every week for you if we can. Josh, lay that track on us.
Stay loose, baby.
Be good humans.
Boo eats a lot of ass, I guess.
And he ain't ashamed of it.
That's right? That's how you're serving the booty?
Oh, no, dude. I don't care. I eat it. I ain't Batman.
What? Wait. What is that? Wait, Batman? You're not Batman?
Batman doesn't eat ass? I don't eat ass, but I eat, bro. I ain't
Batman totally eats ass, dude. Batman's, like, rich. He's probably eats dirty ass, too. Man and women.
Shaft eats it, too. I don't give a f*** anybody says.